to proceed. I think something Donald Trump appeals to people because we all like to hear a person talk off the top of our head. Now, if you do it at the level that he did it, it's bound to bring disaster. But we want to know that if somebody sits down and writes a speech, it reflects what they truly believe. There's a natural desire to want to run your own life, to rule yourself. And that's what I think. That is the part of Trump that the left has never really even acknowledged. And so the United Nations is attacking Trump. Therefore, he's a threat to globalism. Globalism is this movement that is trying to internationalize everything. And is it the apocalypse? Is it Armageddon? Is it the battle for Armageddon or the Antichrist and all these other things, the New World Order? I really don't know. I don't claim to be a prophet. What I do know is, although it looks a great deal like the stuff that's talked about in the Bible in some ways, I do know that it's the fight that we have on our hands right now. We have the ability to control our destiny right now, and we're being asked to give that, but not really asked even, we're being tried to be forced to lies and propaganda and by the purposeful miseducation or non-education of our citizens so that we'll accept any idea. And I was thinking about this last night. There's an idea in psychology called cognitive dissonance. The reason that you want people to think about stuff and not just accept prearranged, pre-ordered. Think about this. What does political correctness stand for? Well, it stands for a lot of different things. But one of the main things that it stands for is the idea that you don't have the right to come to your own conclusions. You can't think for yourself. You can't use facts and logic to draw out events in the world and say to yourself and your friends and family, your community, what they mean. Political correctness is thought control. It's brainwashing. But it's also a kind of an ethical or moral argument that the society as a whole, whatever that is, really means the elites will decide what you can and can't believe. But what does that do? Number one, we have never believed that somebody else can do our thinking for us. Somebody else can draw the conclusions for us. But what it does is it keeps us from thinking through issues. So an important topic comes up and the media relates to you what you're allowed to think about it. Feminism, abortion, gay rights and gay marriage, socialism versus capitalism, et cetera, et cetera. What political correctness does is it keeps us from sitting down and trying to understand both sides and then thinking through it so we can draw out what is the right conclusion. So there's a bounty. There's a moratorium. There is an embargo. There is a huge social price that the elites want you to have to pay if you think for yourself. If you divorce political correctness or apart from any particular conclusion and think about what the effect of it is, it means that we're being led into groupthink. We're being led into a tyranny, an intellectual tyranny, which of course leads to a political tyranny. Now, a country can be overtaken by a foreign power and dominated, but how do you dominate someone from inside? You corrupt them. You take away their ability to think. You take bad things and you use a set of arguments, moral or supposedly intellectual arguments, and use those to force people into accepting what they would normally know is wrong. And that's what cognitive dissonance is. we have ideas in our mind that are in conflict. It is the natural character of the human mind to want to work through conflict in our own minds. And political correctness and the elites, globalists, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, they don't want you to do that, because if they allow you to be able to think on your own, then you can draw the necessary conclusions that any proper society needs as a foundation, and you'll be able to save yourselves. So this is a battle over the salvation, the intellectual, the political salvation of this entire humanity. And that's what's being fought out here, in my mind, in this race, even though you've got two objectionable candidates. Everybody agrees to that. I think there is something in Trump. You know, Hillary, beyond being just kind of a physically sickened and totally debased person who constantly lies. I mean, if somebody constantly lies, you know that there's some true evil lurking in them somewhere, because they always have to hide that. But there's something in Trump that is kind of wild and untamed and kind of fighting towards doing the right thing, or at least being honest and open. That's why I think he's so popular. That's why when you look at the polling, even though Hillary took Donald Trump to the cleaners, Trump is now up by 5 points. And something happened on BuzzFeed that is shocking. And I don't quite know who's going to win, although I believe that Trump. I think there is some residue of love of liberty. Well, forever. Yeah, don't give me credit. I do not name Donald Trump a candidate. There's a thousand things to update and fix, but he's tapped into something deep and profound. It's the love in America for the wild, for the untrammeled, for the uncontrolled, for the honest, for the liberty, for the free. At least he symbolizes that to people. Now, here's from MRC TV. BuzzFeed hilariously edits its own poll showing huge support for Trump. BuzzFeed recently published a presidential preference poll for their readers to take part in. A day later, they needed to update it because they said it didn't reflect the true views of their readers. So guess what the poll showed? 97% support for Trump, 1% support for other. And so how many people voted? 11.5 million voted for Trump, 161,000 for other. So I think that's what's going on here. That's how I see it. Well, I got a guest coming on, I think at 7:30 from Toastmasters. I want to tap into what, let's get through some of the headlines and 523-1450, open topic Friday. But what I think is people naturally want freedom. People want to be able to speak their own mind and not have to pay a heavy price for it. People want to make their own decisions and have their own values. And at some level, a very large number of people understand that the regime that is in charge right now is the total opposite of that, even though they walk around with giant smiles on their face and talking about all their good deeds. Anyway, here's a song dedicated to today's topic, On the Border. We're on the border. We're on the cusp of going to a higher level for America, a remaking, a rebuilding of America, or we're going to crash and burn. But this is a phenomenal song by Al Stewart. Kelly O'Connell, 620 AM, Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523-1450. We'll come back and do some headlines. 620. On the 30th of September, and there's a lot of rain out there right now. Rainy.
The fishing boats go out across the evening water. Smuggling guns and miles across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud. The ghost moon sails among the clouds. Turns the rifle in silver on the border.